There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Don't think you do, but you do.
That's right.
It's Monday, the 15th of December. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler is in San Diego. Jennifer Horn is in Los Angeles. And the poll over the weekend that many of you took at DougSteffen.com, thank you for telling us how you feel about various things. The top 10 talk topics is what we focus on over the weekend. What was the most important one to you? And of the list of let's see, we have 10 different things here. Thought it was interesting. Oil prices were number one with most people. 18% of you thought that was the most important issue, and I think it is. The price you're paying for gasoline, how it affects what you can spend for Christmas, that sort of thing. Is it good for the economy? 17% of you said the Gruber Obamacare testimony. Yeah, I can. I think that's more sort of like a spectator sport.
Exactly.
Anything else?
He has such a great name.
But one
Gruber?
That really affects
Gruber. Yeah, oh, sure it does.
Everybody's affected by the health care bill.
So 14% of you said the government shutdown issue, which was taken care of by that vote in the Senate over the weekend, as most of you know. The president will sign it today. 11% of you said the CIA torture report. I thought there'd be more people interested in that than there are. It's up there in the top five for sure. 10% presidential prospects or prospectors. I think that's really, isn't that the word? These guys, all these potential candidates are all out there prospecting to see how much they can turn up. Who will support me? And under what circumstances will I be supported? I think that's kind of really where it is in no small manner, frankly. A lot of focus on, I don't know, I was going to say there wasn't much. The news media is trying to get people interested in the climate talks taking place in Peru, but I don't see it. I don't see a lot. I see a lot of stories, but I don't hear a lot of conversation about it because it just seems to be the same old thing. Rich people, rich countries, poor countries. It's and the UN is trying to stir people up into having the international community look at and try to limit greenhouse gas emissions. It's the same old ruse that will, in a manner of speaking, sort of the greenhouse gas stuff. Most of us think it's what's coming out of the tailpipe of our car, and it really isn't. It's what's coming out of the smokestacks of these big industrial complexes in China and in Asia. Not so much in our country anymore, because we've put all kinds of scrubbers on these stacks, and we've done all kinds of things that are considered by most to be responsible. They're certainly responsible enough, even though there's the lingering problem of soft coal and how it burns, and do we have it, and goes on and on and on. Speaking of what's going on and on and on, Bill Cosby broke his silence. I was more interested. He got interviewed by the New York Post. His wife's name is Camille.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't seen boo from her, right, through this whole thing until now. Cosby addressed how his wife has weathered the allegations and the public scrutiny. He said, quote, love and the strength of womanhood.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Let me say that again. Love and the strength of womanhood. And you could reverse it, the strength of womanhood and love.
I don't understand what that means.
I don't necessarily understand it either. Anybody want to interpret
that?
Well,
we're on the same page.
Yeah.
I guess he's saying she's a strong woman and is dealing with it well.
How long has he been married? Is he the only wife he's ever had?
Yeah, forever.
Wow. So she must have known about his philandering, one way or another.
You would think.
Hey, yep. You know why Bill Cosby cries during mm-hmm?
No.
Mace.
Nice.
Sorry, I stole that joke from my friend Brian Whitman, but I had to give that to you.
we're sorry you stole that.
Yeah.
Mace, get it?
All right, so let's go down this, as long as we're going down this road, Jennifer, and we're being sort of impudent, not impudent, but impudent as a you were there. There are a lot of friends who are now getting in on the on this act, this rape accusation, the University of Virginia. Story floating around now that this article in Rolling Stone that used her account of the assault at the University of Virginia frat house was wrong on key points. Many of her friends are disputing what she has said. So the only reason this is important is to indict the news media or somebody who claims to be a journalist or some rag that claims to have some value other than entertainment, and it doesn't. The Rolling Stone is an entertainment medium, period. It's not any journalistic endeavor, as they have proven. And why do they even run story? Why would you go to the Rolling Stone for a story like this in the first place? This is a Time magazine story. It's not a Rolling Stone story.
Rolling Stone used to do lots of investigative journalism.
Mm-hmm. But
then
it would appear they're not very good at it anymore, Kenny.
No, they get into the MTV generation. They got much more interested in what Huey Lewis was up to than what was going on in the news. So this is unusual for them now.
Mm. Well, I just think that we kind of get carried away sometimes with this stuff. And
I don't think any of quote unquote Jackie, the girl who's named in the article as the one who's raped, I don't think any of her friends are denying that she was.
No.
In fact, they told her to go to the police away, and she didn't.
Yeah.
But they are definitely disputing the article and some of the facts in the article. And I heard one of the guys saying they got so much information about me wrong, it made me question anything in the article.
Right. Yep.
And this is a guy who's a friend of the girl who was raped who told her to go to the police.
Yeah.
So, you know, what it really does is it hurts her ability to get any kind of help.
Yeah. All right, let's have a little Monday morning quarterbacking here, Richie. It seems like the football season
still suck.
Well,
Broncos rock.
Broncos rock. It seems like the football season just got started now.
That's what I said yesterday. Now
Broncos
over.
Are the champions of the AFC West.
Yay.
Fourth straight time. What other
yep.
things went on over the weekend that were of significance or with Sunday football anyway, Richie?
Let's see. What did I watch? I watched Green Bay lose to the Green Bay lose to the Bills 21-13. That was a big shock. All Packers fans were afraid of the Bills. They've got just a killer defense.
Mm-hmm.
And Aaron Rodgers, who hadn't been picked off barely anything all year, had two picks in that game yesterday. Bengals over the Browns, 30-0. Texans lose to the Colts, 17-10. Colts are a rocking team. Dolphins lose to the Patriots, 41-13.
Really?
Steelers over the Falcons, 27-10. Jets, 16. Titans, 11. Who cared about that game? Another good game I watched was the Seahawks beat the 49ers. 17-7. 49ers going to be looking for a new coach next year. Ravens over the Jaguars, 20-10. Bucks lose to the Panthers in a close one, 19-17. Raiders lose to the Chiefs. The Raiders are almost as bad as the Redskins. 31-13. Chiefs are great.
Right. Mm-hmm.
My Redskins lose to the Giants. That was a who cares game, 24-13. RG3 came out, played good for a little while, and then started getting sacked every other play again. Broncos over the Chargers. Yuha Broncos, 22-10. And Vikings lose to the Lions. And all the Green Bay fans were hoping the Vikings would win that one. And Cowboys beat the Eagles last night. So the Eagles could have locked it up, but the Cowboys bring it back for another week.
Last week when I asked you to do this, somebody sent me an email. I had forgotten about it until just now, asking me why I go down. I don't do sports, generally speaking. We don't do a lot of politics because that's not really where it's at from the point of view of a lot of folks who just kind of get tired of the same old, same old. So why do you do this? And I do it mostly because I want it to be a launching point for discussions of the things that do matter to me.
Uh-oh. Did you just trick us? And Rich and I were getting all excited about the Broncos.
I've come up with a series. I'm going to have, starting this week, a series of guests on who are football players. I think there's one baseball player, but most of them are football players, and they have been through the concussion routine, and they have had their tests, and they're willing to talk about what went on in their careers and what the test results are, and I think that it's just because they feel, as I do, they want to talk to children. They want to talk to young men and women who would play soccer, but they want you to know what you face in case something happens. And that's what this is. I believe this is important focus, and therefore it continues to be, I don't know if a crusade is the right word for it, but I think something that we can sort of counter some of the manipulation that the news media has for these sorts of things. So,
well, if you want another opportunity to see a concussion tonight at 8:30, the Saints are playing the Bears.
That's right.
The Bears.
For your Monday Night Football.
All right, for those of you who have not ordered Provia yet, now is your best chance to do it. So you say, Doug, what's Provia? I never heard of Provia before. Provia is, and I saw an ad, and I said this to Meredith last night, we were watching something on television, there was an ad for a very expensive product that supposedly helps women get their hair back, and it's the same stuff. It's made from the same ingredients that Provia is made from, and it costs about 10 times as much. Provia is a natural botanical extract that is used. It has in it the sort of absorption, I guess that's what it is, but it takes and gets under the stuff that you've used for shampoos that plug up your pores for years and years. It just sort of, if you can, I mean, it's very gentle, but it's the same sort of thing as, I use acid body as an example of something that can lift out from a particular type of metal, extract things that are impurities. The shampoos that you've used over the years that were cheap, that plug up your pores, and that's why you lost your hair, you got to cleanse that out, and then you got to use really good products and stop using the cheap stuff. But in order to get the hair to grow again, you need Provia to get down under and lift out all of that stuff that's in the pores, so that the what's underneath your scalp are more follicles of hair wanting to come out through those pores. Cleanse out the pores, you get hair, you understand how it works. That's what Provia does. You'll find when you go, you can go into their website, Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A, if you'd like to see all of the testimonies from people who listen to this program and others who have noticed a great deal of difference since they started using Provia to cleanse their scalp. It's an amazing thing. So, if you would like to give yourself the gift of good looks, call 800-525-8319. Provia will work for you. You'll get your hair back or you get your money back. Either your hair, what's your money or your life? Your hair or your money? In this case, 800-525-8319. Is it life and death? No. But is it cool stuff? Yes. Will you look better after you've used it? Yep. And if you mention Doug Steffen when you call 800-525-8319 to order the Provia, you'll get free express shipping, so you get it quickly, very quickly. 800-525-8319 to get your hair back.
I'm BehindTheBuy.com senior editor David Gregg with some more holiday gift ideas sure to please anyone. LG 7 and 10-inch G-Pad tablets feature a bright IPS display and long-lasting battery. The Q-Pair feature allows users to seamlessly pair their G-Pad to any Android smartphone and easily send and receive messages and even answer phone calls. The tablets also work as a remote control and feature knock-code security. They start at only $149. The new Keurig 2.0 is Keurig's most advanced system yet, with the ability to brew a single cup and 4-cup carafe of coffee at the touch of a button. Keurig 2.0 brewing technology delivers the perfect beverage every time, and with more than 400 varieties to choose from, there's something for everyone. Three models are available starting under $140. Activision redefines the Toys to Life phenomenon with Skylanders Trap Team. This game lets kids take characters out of the digital world into the physical world, bringing life to toys. Skylanders Trap Team marks the first time a full console game is available on both tablets and video game consoles. It's priced under $75. The iHome IBN6 Bluetooth speaker connects to any digital music device for easy wireless audio playback. Its IPX7 certified waterproof and its rechargeable battery offers up to 14 hours of continuous play. You can even charge your device through the USB port. NFC allows for one-touch pairing for instant music streaming. It sells for under $100. From BehindTheBuy.com, I'm David Gregg.
Hi. Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
How do you spell Hanukkah? Those are the Levies. We use that as a setup for our one-hit artist of the day, or the one-hit wonder, the one-hit song. The Hanukkah season is upon us, starts tomorrow. So we have a number of Hanukkah songs that you've heard over the years. There's only one that is perceived to be really sort of a hit and done by a fellow who's very well known. There are a lot of artists who have had successes in other areas. Only one Hanukkah song that hit the charts, and this is it. Who is this?
Hanukkah is festival of life. Instead of one day of presents, we have eight crazy nights.
888-302-3684 if you know who this is.
When you feel like the only kid in town without a Christmas tree, here's a list of people who are Jewish. Just like you and me.
Prize is the gift pack to Mannheim Steamroller. For this year, there's an explosion there, Richie. Let's enjoy this.
So do James Caan, Kirk Douglas, and the late Dinah Shore. Guess who eats together at the Carnegie Deli? Bowser from Shanana and Arthur Bonzarelli. Paul Newman's half Jewish, Goldie Hawn's half tuned. Put them together. What a fine looking Jew. You don't need deck the halls or jingle bell rock, cause you can spin a dreidel with Captain Kirk and Mr. Spock, both Jewish. Put on your yarmulke. It's time for Hanukkah. The owner of the Seattle Supersonicas celebrates Hanukkah.
Not a Jew.
But guess who is? Hall of Famer Rod Carew.
converted.
We got Ann Landers and her sister, dear Abby.
Harrison Ford's a quarter Jewish.
Not too shabby. Some people think that Ebenezer Scrooge is. Well, he's not, but guess who is? All three Stooges. Is. Tell your friend Veronica, it's time you celebrate Hanukkah.
Oh, forget a harmonica on this lovely, lovely Hanukkah. So drink your gin and tonica and smoke your marijuana. Really, really Hanukkah.
Hopper, 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 hopper. See if we can figure this out. Not a lot of heavy lifting involved in this. Roger, who do you think it is?
Well, I think it might be Adam Sandler.
You think it might be Adam Sandler?
So. Hmm.
Really? Hold on a second. Dustin, is Roger right or not?
I believe he's right.
You believe he's right, but you're not sure. You're not
100% sure.
I believe I'm right. I believe I'm right also.
Really? Wow. Roger,
it's always good to
right.
feel that way.
That's good. Good for you, Roger. And Dustin, you think he's right, but you don't really know for sure, right?
No, he's 100% right.
100% right. Wow. Two guys who agree on something.
Men with conviction.
One from Arizona, the other is Pennsylvania. Richie, give them both, will you please, a Mannheim steamroller, a prize package, the Christmas album, and that canister of cinnamon hot chocolate. You guys will love it. Merry Christmas to both of you. Thanks for being here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, kittens need all the love and kindness guardians can supply. Go to extremes. The more loving, kissing, cuddling, and gentle handling they receive at this age, the more sweet and loving they'll be as adults. It's important to nurture them and try to turn a blind eye when they've been naughty. Sure, they're bound to get into trouble at this age, but harsh words or worse still, harsh corrective treatment will only serve to create tough adult temperaments. Gently nudge them along the path to good behavior, and try to be really patient with your kittens. Shower your kittens with love and affection, and they will respond in kind. You know, nothing devastates me more than going to someone's home, and when they open the door and they invite you in, their dog comes running up to you, but their cat runs and hides. That's strictly based on the fact that the guardians have never taken the time to socialize and expose their kitten at a young age. If you take that same time, you'll have a kitten that's going to respond just like your dog. When people come over, they're going to be excited to see them. All more next time.
Welcome to Staples.
Yeah, I hear Staples can handle all my holiday shipping.
Yes, sir. We have UPS available in-store, plus all the supplies you'll need, from boxes to bubble wrap.
Great, but my schedule's crazy with the holidays.
Staples opens early and stays open late.
What if I can't get here till Saturday?
We're open 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Well, we're open 7 days, though.
Okay, what if a week had 8 days?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we'd still be open.
This holiday, ship at Staples. Same UPS shipping and pricing. Available 7 days a week. Less stress, more savings. Staples.
Most remember retired U.S. Army Colonel Glenn Frazier was featured in Ken Burns' film The War, but few remember he was only 16 when he joined the Army.
I thought my family was dumb. I thought my girlfriend was dumb. I thought, and I'm riding the Harley Davidson, and I thought, shoot, man, I'm top of the class. I'm doing fine. Little did I know, in 5 years when I came back, all of them were smarter than I was.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. For more information on Glenn Frazier, visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations. That's Man Cow for you. Hear him here. GC.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dried foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus, long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone, so call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Marathon of mouths moving in motion. Guess that's redundant, isn't it? Mouths moving in motion. Mouths moving equals motion, right? Is your brain in gear? Always put your brain in gear before you put your mouth in motion. I found that to be a good rule of thumb. As we work on the issues of the day, the implications of some of the stories, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. 33 after the hour, Doug, Stefan, Jennifer Horn, Kenny, and Richie and I are here to work our way through the last day. Today is the final day that you can take advantage of the Christmas Santa thing at the post office. Didn't we have somebody on last? Was it the end of last week or middle of last week? A lady from the post office on to explain how the Santa what's the next tense of reply? Santa will reply to letters from children, special postal program. This has been going on for 100 years, and I just remind you of it because I think it's kind of cool. Millions of children write a list. They make a wish list for Santa every year, hoping that he will make all of their dreams come true. And then the exciting thing about this is that Santa writes back. That's very cool. We take our shots at the Postal Service, most of them well-deserved. But in this case, this letters from Santa thing is very nice. Very good program. Allows any person to play Santa by sending a letter signed by St. Nick to any child. If you follow what this lady told us, the Letters from Santa program, done by the post office, is basically a parent or somebody writing back as Santa Claus, I hate to break the bubble here, but that's what it is, to their own children, in essence. And so you can take advantage of it. It's the instructions are fairly simple. You can get them by going to the Postal Service website. And then you send the envelope. You send the letter back to your child from Santa. Put it in an envelope. You send it up to their North Pole postmark at the postmaster in Anchorage. Right? And then the letter's mailed back to your child, postmarked from the North Pole. What's wrong with that? I think it's a terrific thing, frankly. I'm a child at heart, as most of you know, so there you go. Help yourself. The United States Navy. A little Black Eye, a little embarrassed here. Sailor is suspect of viewing secretly recorded videos of female shipmates undressing in the submarine shower. This is the second piece of information on this scandal, which is growing. Exposed, we talked about this, I think, last week. The Navy Times has the story. The Navy is impaired. The gender integration effort that started 4 years ago is problematic, especially on a submarine. So why do they have women on submarines? Well, are these people... what does it take for a guy to keep his pants on?
Nothing.
Or to just be normal? What is there about this? And Richie said, Richie was the most vehement about this. You put these women and men together.
It's true. What do you... Happen. It's going to happen.
Yeah. Well, why does it have to happen? Why can't they just be adults about it?
Because men are programmed, more than women. I mean, women to some extent, but men are programmed to be sexual animals almost. I mean, I don't know.
And you trap one in a cage for 6 months at a time,
and
nature takes
end well.
Over. Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, kind of a sad comment in society, isn't it? 888-302-36.
Humanity?
84, maybe humanity, yeah. Texas, one of the few states with an outright ban on the open carry of handguns. That could change, however. Governor-elect Greg Abbott expected to push for expanded gun rights. Are you surprised that Texas is one of the few states that has a ban? You'd have thought it'd be the other way around. I would have thought that. Wouldn't you? You'd have thought that there was open carry in Texas. Not now.
I would think there is, yeah.
But if it's good enough for Massachusetts, somebody said in Texas, it ought to be good enough for us. So if Texas, it does allow concealed handguns, but they want to have an open, like the Old West. I never saw anybody in Massachusetts with a gun on other than a policeman or a sheriff or, you know, somebody who's a process server. I have never seen a man or a woman with a holster on and a gun that I could see. Never. Ever, ever, ever.
Well, if you did, it wouldn't be concealed, to be fair.
No, but I'm saying this is open carry.
I know.
The people in Texas say if open carry is good enough for the state that I live in, Massachusetts, who would have thunk it, then it ought to be good enough for us.
But
so
open carry doesn't mean you can wear a holster, does it?
Well, what does open carry mean?
Yeah.
It means it's open. You can see it.
Yeah.
We're
going to
carry it.
Could you
carry
imagine just seeing people walking around with holsters?
Howdy.
Yeah. Here's something that I consider good news. A couple from Florida who got unrelenting phone calls from the Bank of America got $1 million from a federal judge on Friday.
Ooh.
They received 700 collection calls from the Bank of America over a four-year period. The couple, Nelson and Joyce Coniglio, say the bank badgered them after they got behind in their house payments. Even after they hired an attorney, the calls kept coming. They are both 69. They've been married for 45 years. They went to federal court in Florida to stop the harassment. They live in Tampa. 3 months later, they got a default judgment when the Bank of America missed the deadline for responding to the complaint. The attorney said the bank needs to pay up right now. Unlike Bank of America, we're only going to call them once, he said. This is because of the Telephone Consumer Protection Act. The damages were tripled. They are liable for $500 a call. So they called, the couple kept all the calls. They brought him to the judge. Judge says, okay, guilty, $500 a call times three. $1 million, please, right now. Good for them. These big banks, screw them.
I got a way to stop the harassing calls.
How's that, Richie?
Pay your bills.
Well, that's not a bad idea. But if who knows what their circumstances were. I'm not saying that they're right because their bills were.
Then sell your house.
Well, in this circumstance, I can imagine, though, what went on. because there is just there's no end with some of these people. I don't even know there was the bank themselves. I'm sure there was some agent that worked for some private company that was a collector.
It irks me that somebody who can't pay their mortgage is going to get $1 million for being harassed by somebody they
I
owe
know,
money
to. It doesn't
to.
Seem fair
yeah,
at all.
When I play by the rules and pay my mortgage every month, nobody's giving me $1 million.
Well, Richie, pretty soon the federal government is going to make it very easy for you to borrow money again. There's a bill in the hopper.
Money. I want somebody to give me money. Okay. I want my $3 million.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's a system that benefits lowlifes. That's
right.
For sure.
Ed's no longer allowed. Who delivers the $10 million from Publishers Clearing? Is that still doing? Is that still going on for
I saw a
year?
Commercial for it a while ago, yeah. I want somebody to knock on my door and get $1 million.
There you go, Richie. There it is.
Seacrest is probably in talks to take that over.
I know, I'd imagine.
Uh-huh. There you go.
Although I think the check might be too big for him to carry.
He has people that'll do that.
He's a little man.
He is a little guy.
Put him in my pocket.
The NFL Players Association, Richie, is going to file a lawsuit against the league today.
Which dirtbag are they protecting this time?
This is Adrian Peterson again.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
On behalf of Mr. Peterson, this is in USA Today today. Peterson pleaded no contest last month to misdemeanor reckless assault charges for injuring his 4-year-old back in May. We all know the story. Why doesn't it go away? Because it's good copy and people get themselves all worked up about it.
He's threatening to retire.
Yeah. Oops. So what?
Threatening to retire.
What is
he says,
that?
You know what? I just may retire.
Hmm. So what?
People don't believe him because there's a lot of money to be made still. The guy's still got a lot of years left in him. And when you see that check dangled in front of you, the big $1 million check that Ryan Seacrest would be offering you, he's got about 50 of those left.
Reverend Timothy Kane. Anybody know who he is?
Nope.
Want to know or not?
Sure.
Just this has to be Joe Roots. Tell me, you want to know the story?
Tell me who he is, and I'll let you know whether it was worth hearing.
No, wait. No, no. I said, who wants to know?
I
you said
yes.
No. Jennifer says yes. Kenny, you break the tie.
Why not? Sure.
He doesn't really want to know, but he doesn't want to be mean.
Why not? Reverend Kane is a Catholic priest.
A lot of conviction there.
That's right, Richie. He was convicted of embezzling money from the Angel Fund, the charity for Detroit's poor. A priest stealing money from the Angel Fund. He'll be sentenced today by the circuit court judge. He was convicted in October of 6 felony counts related to defrauding the Archdiocese. This charity program, the Angel Fund, been going on in Detroit for years. This guy stole all the money. So what should happen? What should be his punishment? He's going to go to hell? Or does he need a little hell on earth? What is this guy? What should he get? Who thinks he should go to jail? Pay a fine? What's the appropriate?
Embezzlement. It's a jailable offense.
Jailable? Yeah, how long? 6 counts.
A year or two.
Really?
So, I mean, a guy like that, you take his job away, you throw him out on the street, he's pretty much got his penalty there. But still, he should go to jail.
Mm-hmm. Jennifer, you're a Catholic.
I think you have to go to jail. Thieves go to jail.
Kenny, you're a Catholic. Doesn't make any difference.
Yep.
Probably.
Yep. Senator, lock him up.
Lock him
absolutely
up.
Absolutely.
Throw away.
Catholic priests are very popular in prison.
Rich, please.
Yeah. He's going to make lots and lots of
friends. All right. Okay. Jennifer Horn has the television report.
Bring some class to this place.
Okay. Jennifer updates who's going to show up on the final episode of Two and a Half Men. Duh. It's 16 before the hour on Good Day.
For 20 years, Lumber Liquidators has offered unbelievable low prices on hardwood flooring. This December, those prices just got even lower. No need to comparison shop. We've lowered our prices on hundreds of hardwood, laminate, and bamboo floors. Get pre-finished 3/4-inch solid hardwood for an unbelievable $189 and save up to 60% on our thickest and best laminates. Over 80 first quality laminates are now up to 40% off. Over 50 beautiful bamboo floors are up to half off. Plus, get up to 18-month special financing. Some stores claim to have the lowest prices, but seeing is believing. So visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard Hard Cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different, crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard Hard Cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
This report is brought to you by Nestle USA. Eating well can fit in your busy schedule without involving the drive-thru. New research supported by Nestle USA found that people who reported eating frozen meals ate fewer calories and grams of fat than fast food eaters. The study found diners of frozen meals versus fast food consumed 25% more vegetables, 61% more whole grains, and higher amounts of fiber, vitamin A, and vitamin C. Cassandra Hoover, Nutrition Health and Wellness Manager for Nestle USA.
The key to good nutrition is eating a balanced plate. Many frozen prepared meals come full of key essential nutrients and built-in portion guidance, making them good options for those always on the go.
When it's time to host dinner, consider freshly prepared, then frozen meals, such as Stouffer's party-sized lasagna with meat and sauce, or chicken enchiladas with cheese sauce and rice. Both feed more than five people and provide 3 grams of fiber per serving. For more information to balance your plate, visit NestleUSA.com/balance. That's NestleUSA.com/balance.
Attention. Renew is currently seeking participants who are dealing with stress and unhappiness. If you are experiencing one or more of the following symptoms, you are eligible to participate in a trial and receive a free 2-week supply of the mood-boosting supplement, Renew. To be eligible, your symptoms may include fatigue, hopelessness, tension, negative mood, anxiety, or lack of sleep. Renew is an all-natural, doctor-recommended supplement that will help boost your mood and give you more energy right away. Renew has been featured on Oprah and The View and has already helped over 1 million people feel better naturally. Now you are eligible to participate in the free trial if you or someone you know are experiencing symptoms of stress and unhappiness. Call now to participate in the trial and receive a free 2-week supply of Renew.
To participate in the Renew trial and get a free supply, call 1-800-951-9874. 1-800-951-9874. Call 1-800-951-9874. 1-800-951-9874.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, let's get to the television report. Another CBS program that isn't so new, even though it'll be new, Jen.
The new. CBS taking another stab at expanding the Criminal Minds franchise, Dougie. CBS is developing a new spinoff series that'll first air as an episode of Criminal Minds coming up in February. If it works out well, it would become the second planted spinoff from Criminal Minds. The first was Criminal Minds Suspect Behavior. It aired in 2011, but was just canceled after that first year. The executive producer of the show is Erica Messer. She's going to write the episode and executive produce it, and it's going to focus on a division of the FBI that helps Americans in trouble abroad. I actually kind of like that concept. That might be kind of a fun one. No casting attached yet, but again, it'll air in February. Now, speaking of CBS, this one is, as you mentioned earlier, Dougie, the duh story of the day. Ashton Kutcher from 2.5 Men appeared on the Ellen Show on Friday and apparently let out a little bit of a secret, a little spoiler alert, so turn down your radio if you don't want to know, but here's the big surprise. While discussing the upcoming series finale of the sitcom, which airs in February as well, Ellen asked whether Charlie Sheen would return, caught off guard, which you can't imagine that he is. He must have like 2 brain cells. Ashton Kutcher's mouth gaped open. He flailed his arms and shook his head in silence. He pulled himself together and said, if you're working on the Warner Bros. Lot, if there's sirens, come save me. So kind of made it a little funny thing, but I've heard that he's going to come back as a ghost in the final episode, which airs on February 19th at 8:30.
Winning.
Now, HBO has a documentary in the works, Dougie, that focuses on the life of rock musician Kurt Cobain. Variety Magazine had this story and reports that HBO is working on this project about the lead singer who died 2 decades ago at the age of 27. You remember him? He killed himself. Brett Morgan is the filmmaker here. He's the one profiling Kurt Cobain, who died in 1994. It's supposed to air in 2015. And then Martin Scorsese and Benicio del Toro are developing Cortez, which is a drama
drama for HBO. And it's about Hernando Cortez. The premium cable channel is developing a project from about the Spanish conquistador, which is kind of funny. It's going to detail the story of his life, who brought he brought the end to the Aztec Empire, and be kind of a fun thing. Anytime you get Martin Scorsese involved with HBO, he does really good things. So kind of fun. If you're a fan of those cable series, this is going to be a good one.
A lot of people are. Cable, Netflix.
I'm telling you, all those independents, it's taken over.
All right, let's see. Where are we? It looks like 51 minute. Wow, it's 51 after the hour already.
That's right.
Where is the time,
time flies,
going?
Right?
We're having fun.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Good day time. Well, time is not as important as where we are and what we're doing. Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen with Belinda Jo Carlisle, singer who gained worldwide fame as the lead singer of the Go-Go's, admittedly one of the most successful all-female bands of all time, selling more than 7 million albums in just 3 years. And later on, Belinda has a had a successful solo career. Hits like Mad About You, I Get Weak, Circle in the Sand, Leave a Light On, Heaven is a Place on Earth, frankly. Belinda, that's my favorite of all of your
it's
songs.
It's a great one.
It is a great.
Thank you.
Yeah, neat, neat, neat. So you have found success more than you thought, not as much as we think about Belinda Carlisle and what she aspired to do as a youngster and what she has done as she has grown into maturity. How does your life look as you look back on it?
Oh, my God. I've had the most amazing, amazing experiences. You know, I think I've lived about 10 lifetimes in one lifetime so far. And, you know, it's still to this day even wilder in some ways and even more exciting. So, mm-hmm. you know, I'm really proud of what the Go-Go's achieved, and you know, we had no idea what we were doing, but it just worked, and then going on to my own thing. And I've been very, very, very blessed.
What's affected you, your family, your health? What things in your career have affected how you feel in approaching your, and I put this quotation mark, your work every day?
Well, of course, I think that more than anything, I mean, you know, it's no secret that I've struggled. You know, I had a 30-year struggle with addiction and drugs and alcohol, and I think that affected my health, of course, which in turn affected my creativity. So I'd say number one, the number one thing that affects my work is my health and my mental state of being.
Mm-hmm. And as you've gotten older, and I'm going to be very gingerly with it because
yeah, you have to tread lightly, Peggy.
Yeah, I do because I live with somebody who's your age, and some of the things that are going on with you are going on with her and millions of other
and my
women.
Wife.
Yeah, Richie's wife is not like hello. Everybody goes through the things that you
can't escape it
as you mature, and you're not afraid to talk about how your life has been affected by your own menopausal experiences. Right?
It's funny. It's funny. It's like how you approach that subject. It's a taboo subject, and mm-hmm. no one likes to talk about it. And you know, women of a certain age, a lot of them out there, as I was, in denial about it when it does approach. And you know, I mean, my mother had a terrible time with menopause, and I just assumed that I was probably going to inherit that terrible time when you know, my turn came around to you know, and my that age came around. But, you know, and I started with the menopausal symptoms. They got worse and worse to the point where I was having, on a bad day, 40 a day. I went to my...
Meaning hot flashes? What kind of symptoms were you having? Hot, right?
Hot flashes, which I think for me, out of all the symptoms, are the worst. They're humiliating, they're debilitating, they're very uncomfortable. I went to my doctor and got my levels checked. My estrogen levels were down, so of course I was experiencing all that stuff. It wasn't my, you know, wasn't my imagination. He said, well, before we do any sort of HRT or whatever, I want you to try this little device. It snaps into your underwear, and I kind of rolled my eyes and thought, okay, whatever, you know. So I took it home, I put it in, and within 2 days, I went from, on a bad day, 40 hot flashes a day, and all the, you know, sleeplessness and, you know, mood swings, to zero. And that was 4 years ago, and I have no menopausal symptoms, zero. And I think this is something that all women should know about it. It changed my life completely.
What's it called, Belinda? What is
and where do I get one for my wife?
Yeah, I get one for mine.
Well, you go to the website ladycareusa.com. You can learn all about it. It's drug-free. It's a device with magnetic properties. And, you know, why not check it out? And it saved me tens and tens of thousands of dollars of, you know, HRT. So
it's not drugs. It's a magnet, you say.
It's a magnet. It's basically a magnet.
That's cool.
I don't like to say that. But it's we call it a device, but it is a magnet. Yeah. And it's they've been magnets for thousands of years in medicine. So it doesn't affect your hormones. What it does, it rebalances what is called the autonomic nervous system. So
this is something we really need to underscore. LadyCareUSA.com. Check that out. Belinda Carlisle, thank you.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare? By far, and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide. Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and obtaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.